your boy DJ ATLLM Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Video by Charleston White. I do see that it's very sensitive, and I really need to say that to make sure that I didn't mean no tint or any feelings or make anything and mean to make anyone feel real uncomfortable. Definitely from now on, I would definitely be testing the market before I play these videos to make sure that everyone is represented and sure about playing these things. All right. Just getting in it too. I know I got a lot of people on tonight. I'm going to let y'all get to it. Six Eyes is here. My man is here from the Squad. I'm trying to get everybody on to talk so we can get it going. It's your boy DJ TLM South. We got a lot to talk about.
What's going on?
All right.
Good evening. What's up? Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on?
Hello, hello.
Hello to Mr. Six Six Eyes Radio Network listeners, Mr. DJ ATL. Good evening, everybody. AJ and the Squad is in the building.
What's good, AJ?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
How's everybody doing this evening? How everybody mental doing?
My mental as well, sir. How about yours?
That's all. My mental is good. Thank you for inquiring.
Inquiring? That's a big word. Ooh.
You said that's a big word.
I know, right? Ooh.
That's my story, so.
Ooh. He's fine and smart. Okay.
I'm glad to know everybody's doing well tonight. How you doing over there, Mr. DJ ATL? How you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing great. That was tonight.
Well, pretty cute.
What's
going on? Everybody else is doing that well.
Absolutely, absolutely. All love, all family. We all good.
Yes, yes.
The weather was kind of rainy today. You're outside, but it was still feeling good. Yeah, 66 in the shed, you know. We getting there. We ain't there yet, but we getting there. Check, check.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Get it how you get it.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad in Cleveland today. It was a little overcast, a little cloudy. But it wasn't too bad. You had a hoodie on. You was all right. How about
all
everybody
right.
else?
Here's Carolina. I'm great. I'm sunny. I'm the North Carolina, anyway. It was sunny.
Right.
I'm beautiful, actually. A couple of raindrops here and there, but nice day, nice day.
Mm-hmm. What about everybody else?
I'm in South Florida, Tallahassee, and 86 degrees today, amen. And just thank God, amen, no raindrop, but it was hot. It was hot, and we want to share some of this heat with you all in Chicago.
It was steaming. Okay.
Well, that's good. And we never know if Mr. Six Eyes is around or not, but if he is, good evening to you, sir. Somebody's about to say something. I didn't want to cut nobody off.
Oh, I was just saying South Carolina was hot around 84 degrees. Even got the mosquitoes coming out now.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta watch out for those mosquitoes.
I don't like those things.
Why not? Why you don't like mosquitoes?
Because every time I bite on this good old skin of mine, you know what I'm saying? Nah,
all the blood. Give me all the blood.
Trying to get all my good blood. I'm good with that.
I know,
I don't
right?
like bugs.
Got to charge them for that blood.
Well,
I can't
see you.
I don't like
it. It was very
Who is
nice. 82 degrees.
Father, how you doing? Good evening, sir.
Oh, I'm fine. And Birmingham.
Hey, Godfather.
Yes.
Hey, Godfather.
Hello, baby. And Birmingham, we
What do y'all got to get him to say it just one time? One time. We got to hear
it. Hey, Godfather.
Hey, Godfather.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me.
Hey,
baby.
Hey, Godfather.
Damn, Alabama, where the men are men and the women are proud of it. How sweet.
There you go.
Text, text.
Hey, y'all, I thought I was late because I just left a party, and I thought, oh, I'm late. But when I came in, I thought they started about a minute before it started. I said, okay.
Yeah, we was waiting on you to get the party started.
No, I was waiting on
you. Can you get here?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Speaking of getting it started, shall we get it started tonight? The phone lines are open at 424-239-6617. Please call and give us your thoughts and opinions and join in us with us at any time. Where are we going to start tonight, Queen? Where are we going to start tonight?
We're going to start out with Miss Jada tonight. Miss Jada's going to do something a little different. We're going to start tonight, and we're going to do this every night, God willing. So, Miss Jada, what you got for us, baby?
Hi, this is Uncheckable. And I want to talk about Black history. You know, we at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you know, we want to always talk about Black history, not just on February, in February. That should be an everyday thing, you know, mm-hmm. we talk about. You got to know your heritage and Black history, you know. One person I would like to talk about is Coretta Scott King. She just had a birthday on the 27th of April. And, you know,
sometimes
Coretta Scott King. Did you know Coretta Scott King was born in Marion, Alabama?
Yes,
on
ma'am,
April 27th,
I did.
1927. Did you know Coretta Scott King was a school librarian? Did you know Coretta Scott King sang and played the violin in her younger years? Did you know Coretta Scott King was American civil rights activist?
Yes.
Did you know Coretta Scott King passed away in January 2006? And left four kids behind? This is Uncheckable from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Know your heritage. Check, check.
Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through.
Thank you, Happy. Miss Uncheckable. Appreciate you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Miss Uncheckable.
Thank you, guys.
And talking about Black history, let's understand that we have more Black history than Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Thurgood Marshall. We have a whole heaping of Black history that kids never even know about. Because everything they teach them in school is always the same people over and over and over again. They don't tell them about the Garrett Morgans who invented the stop sign, the stoplight, or the Corvette Colvin who didn't give a first seat before Rosa Parks did. They don't tell about them kind of people. So our history is so important. We need to dig deeper than just Martin Luther King. Not taking anything from nothing that they've done, but our history is more than just them same names our kids get all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right, so we need to dig deeper. We need to start digging out some stuff for they can say, I didn't know that. We knew you didn't know that. That's why we want you to know that. Now, there's so much more to it than just them same people. And to, man, let's clear this up. Martin Luther King was never a president. Our kids think Martin Luther King was once a president. He was never a president, okay? Let's clear that up right here, right now. But, yeah, it's a lot more to our history. And we have to realize we are part of Black history now. We've had our first Black president, our first Black vice president. So now we are part of history. So let's just dig deep for our kids and get them what they need to survive and make it better in life for themselves. So
all right. I
wanted to put that out there.
Appreciate that. We also got to, be remembered and reminded that, they want to give, Black History the shortest month out of the year, which I don't believe is a coincidence. But like somebody reminded us the other day, Black History is every day. Every day.
Right.
Like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Veterans Day, all these days, they want to use them for whatever reasons, for whatever purpose. But for those of us who understand culture, understand history, understand that, every day, if you live that life, you live that life, not just for a day or a month, but you live that life. It's a lifestyle,
Right.
So we definitely have to, remind the callers and keep being reminded. Absolutely. Sure, you can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely want to speak on that, and I'm going with Morgan Freeman, and I really like what he said about it. Black history is American history, and for any of us to sit and try to squeeze it all into a month, it's crazy. It's every day, like you guys say. It's so much rich. There's so many things that Black people and as far as the centric people of us. We are so much a brain into America that there's so much shit you can learn. You couldn't even learn it in a month. So that's why I think that it's fact that we shouldn't be talking about it one day. And the only time we talk about Black history is 1 month, and we only talk about the same folk when there's so many huge, rich people in front of it. And a lot of young people definitely need to know that our span is not is farther than that. Even young children, when they go to school, they only get taught only certain people, but there's so much. Mm-hmm. It's so much. We are people right now on the air making history. On the Six Eyes Radio Network. So I'm going to pass the ball back to you guys and finish up y'all conversation.
We appreciate you, Mr. DJ ATL.
Appreciate
you, sir.
Anybody else want to comment on that?
May I please?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm thinking because I'm from the segregated days. You know, I'm from the cotton field, tobacco field, peanut field, pecan grove. You know, up and down the cotton rows, day by day. Amen. And that's history within itself. But you know, back in Dwight Howard was our president. Amen. When I came along with our president. Amen. And it's just so much that we have to surely deal with. Back then, you know, we look at our history. Our history is that we have survived and we provided off of the chicken on the yard, the egg, and the hen house, the bathroom, then toilet on the outside, didn't know what tissue was, then, you know, but right behind with Bermuda grass, newspaper, paper bags that we wipe our behind with, and that's history within itself. And I'm still here today. Mm-hmm. I'm still here today. You know, if you look back and see when Dwight Howard was our president, you know, that'll give you a roundabout, amen, to how far that God has brought me and how he has kept me. But as I said, you know, we had to live off of the yard, you know, off of what was handed down to us. Amen. And that's history within itself. And we still have stories to tell. Amen. To God be the glory, to how we couldn't even drink out of water fountains. We couldn't even drink out of water fountains. We couldn't go into certain stores. We was not able to go into. That's black history within itself. And I'm still here to tell the story from segregated to integrated. And I'm still here now to see we had a black president. Amen. To God be the glory. And now we have women of color, amen, that are strong, audacious, amen, and got it going on, amen, to God. Because not taking things from our men, but we have strong women now that can stand and that can carry the ground, amen, and that can carry the torch. And it is truly a blessing to me to even still be here on this side to see how history has changed. We took black history up in school. We had to know our history. We had to know our history, amen, to God. Because, so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful just for being here and just to expound on black history. This is a black history moment that we can talk about. You and I are still here. We are history, and it's all right. I'm confused.
Thank you,
Mrs. Clayton.
Appreciate
you
for that. You for us, we
AJ. So in thinking about black women and power right now, I don't know if you guys know that Kamala Harris has COVID right now.
She's been doing
too much working right now. She's been traveling a lot, and that's probably where she's got a lot of this from. So we're gonna keep her lifted up in prayer, you know.
Right.
Some people come through it. Some people fight it a little longer. So we're just going to hope that she's healthy enough that her immune system will bring her back to us, and we're going to be okay with having our first lady back up in there, well, our first vice president, but she's still going to be first lady. But we're just going to keep her prayed up and hope that things go well for her. And she is definitely part of black history. Didn't ever think that was going to happen.
In the hand of children. 12-year-old student, South Carolina Middle School, has died after another 12-year-old student shot them on Thursday afternoon.
Mercy.
Somebody's child that left the house is not coming home this evening. Greenville Detention Center, 864-467-2330, the same number of the Sheriff Department in Greenville. We never know. Same number of the Sheriff Department in Greenville. We never know.
Excuse me, but whoever pressing the buttons, can you please stop doing that?
I wish they would.
We appreciate you.
And see.
Yeah, I'm right here.
We want to elaborate on that for us, please.
Go ahead. We finished what you wanted to say.
I didn't finish, but you still want me to go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead.
All right, y'all. So what happened at this school, and it's in South Carolina, what happened is it's a 12-year-old student. Him and some more friends, they took some guns to school, and, you know, they didn't really think that they were going to be using these guns, but it actually came out that, you know, these students had got in some trouble, so they ran. You know, they ran. They didn't use the gun or nothing, but they did run. And then the other one came back, and he did shoot one of the students, which died. That student died. So they ran and got up under a deck where they hid up under this deck. And then, you know, the police came looking for them. And once they found them up under there, they also found the weapon that was used. Now, I remind you, it's four different kids and one gun. So they haven't said yet which one of them has used the gun. But the last thing to check, that they were going on their way to do something. They get to go to court, You know, the parents have to come down and they get everything done. But the one thing that's most important to me is that we have to watch our kids and watch our, who our kids be with these days, because, you know, some of these kids, you know, they look good and, you know, they have good intentions, but sometimes they fall short. And sometimes they get depressed and stressed and have, you know, stuff on them that they can't handle. And when you go to bullying people and you're a lot bigger than other people, they're thinking about what can they pick up. We don't know where this kid got the gun, but he has the gun. And like I said, one of these gentlemen did it, and they're only 12 years old. They was in middle school, not high school. You know, not that school matters, but it's just that the principal, that it was 12-year-olds that did this. And we have to watch our kids and make sure that our kids do not get their hands on guns, because our kids are dying out here. And it's been after this happened, it's been shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting. Kids are dying left and right because, you know, they figure, you got my brother, I'm going to get you. You got him, I'm going to get you. You got me, I'm going to get you. It's been going repeatedly after that, you know. So don't let the police knock on your door. Don't let them knock at your door. Right. And let that be your child that has got into this type of trouble. Mm-hmm. We have to talk to our kids. We have to talk to them and let them know the things. We don't want them to get in trouble, but things that can happen, so they'll know what to do when this happens. Most of the time at these schools, they don't even want you to use the phone, so they can't call nobody. But that's my thing that I want to say. But for Greenville Detention Center, the number is 864-467-2330. They let you, and it's also, like I said, the Sheriff Department. They let you call up there and ask to speak to whoever you want to speak to. Also, that's just something to think about, you know, that your child could leave your house that morning and you may never see your child again. That's just something just to think about. When we think about sending our children to school, we're thinking about we're sending our children to get education, you know, to go to school to learn. But these kids, we don't know when they might come home because they haven't said anything about this because this just happened. It just happened on a Friday. So I'm Miss Pride and Joy, and I'm 6 Hour Radio, and again, we have to be careful with who we let our people hang around with. Sometimes we have to be asked questions. A lot of times we don't want to ask questions because we feel like they're going to think we're being nosed, but sometimes it pays to ask these questions to know what's going on with your children and what's going on. I mean, now we don't know. So I wait till the rest of it come up again, and I bring it back to 6 Hour Radio Network. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Ms. Pine Joy. Appreciate you. Keep your eyes. Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can.
You know, we sit here and we cry about Black Lives Matter. Mm. It seems to me that Black Lives only matter when a Caucasian officer, someone that kills a Black, then it matters. But it seems that it doesn't matter to me if a Black man kills another Black man, a Black man kills children or something. It seems that we just step over, that's normal. Well, that's not normal to me.
Not at all.
And it's just one Black man's opinion. Thank you.
We appreciate your Godfather. And definitely, Ms. Pride and Joy touched on some good things, so did the Godfather. We have to also understand that we're living in different times. You know, it wasn't the same way when we were growing up. I don't know about y'all. I know I wasn't thinking about firearms, pistols when I was growing up, other than if it has something to do with Nerf or water.
Right.
You know, we never had these problems in school. You know, maybe somebody was fighting over a Nerf ball or a kickball game or something like that. But like I said, nowadays, you know, the emotional, spiritual, mental state of mind are not only, you know, adults, but children too. And like I said, there's a lot of bullying going on. It's in, when I say it's in the TVs, it's everywhere. It's in the programming, it's everywhere. So we understand that, yeah, we don't know where they're getting the guns from. Sometimes, you know, we watch the news, oh, it's the father's gun, the mother's gun. But we know that you can go outside and get a gun almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, that's just the reality of today. So
at home, we have to keep remembering, if you own a firearm, have a trigger guard, have a gun locker, you know, with a good combination on it. Don't leave your firearms laying around, especially loaded. We talked to them about some stories on here, and we've all listened to the news and heard the stories recently of all the, you know, like I say, children committing suicide, homicide, accidentally shooting, you know, their friends, playmates, family members. So we have to stay vigilant. And like we said before, when you're outside, you know, it's different. The playing field is different because there are a lot of, you know, children, teenagers now walking around with firearms, and they have attitudes. It's not necessarily their fault. It's just the way the world is nowadays. They don't have the same teachings and same upbringing that most of us did. So it's like I said, they're blown in the wind. Most of them are lost out there, and we have to keep, like I say, vigilant and stay on the kids, whatever we can do. And I'm just glad to be a part of that in the 6 Eyes Radio Network, that this is the type of material that we're presenting out here, because these are the things that need to be heard. So I just wanted to put that out there and once again say thank you to Ms. Pride and joy and to the Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my SB right
here,
and I've been working on it for about a week.
May I?
Absolutely.
You know, when we came up, you know, it was put the dukes up, put the fists up.
Right.
You know, your hands and your fists were your weapon. You know,
yeah.
There was no gun. We didn't come up with these guns and so forth now, but it's, guns are so plentiful now. Even 8, 9, and 10 year olds can get their hands on guns now.
Mm-hmm.
But we was one that had to fight with your fists. Or had to fight with your hands, and that was your weapon, you know. And if you left with a behind whoop, then you just whooped, you know. But me, myself, and I, you know, I've been double teamed. It took three to jump on me to beat little bitty me. It took three to beat me. But guess what?
Come on with
you
it.
You can rest assured. When they left me, they know that I had been
there.
They
knew it.
You know,
that's right.
They knew I had been there. And I didn't give up because it was three. It took three to jump on me. So, you know, I'm not promoting a violence, not at all. I'm not promoting guns, and I'm not promoting fighting either, you know. And it's better if you can conversate now, but there's no conversation that can stand now, because, you know, this little bitty thing that's happening that will flare someone off the gun violence and gang violence, is it shooting at the red light and so forth, not until it is just out of control. And we just continue to have to just pray for our children and continue to let them know that you are beautiful and you're wonderfully made. And that's from Queen. You're beautiful and you're wonderfully made. And we have to encourage our children that you can obtain your weapon through your encouragement, your words, your strive, your perseverances. But back then, amen, it was a fist up, and some had the knuckle brace on, you know, those knuckles that you wear on your fingers, you know, to knock somebody out or beat somebody
down.
Oh,
the brass knuckles.
You know,
there you go.
But I'm completed.
You couldn't afford those, you had to roll the quarters.
You better okay, inside of a sock. You better get with it.
I'm trying to tell you.
Swing it like you're swinging for your life.
Yay. Exactly.
Yes.
Definitely a different time and age, boy.
So in keeping with the kids and the bullying, we were talking about the Prouder family, a Disney cartoon that's been out forever. Well, they revamped it. They've added some different cast members. And some of those cast members are a little different than what we think we need to be there. There's some transgenderish going on. There's some homosexuality. So I'm going to play this little segment from one of the episodes, and then we're going to talk about it, because it's a cartoon. It's a cartoon, and okay. That's not it. Don't listen to that part. All right, jumped. I'm sorry. I'm coming.
Take your time.
Take my time. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, if I have all these commercials, you know.
Well.
Everybody's mental good?
Everybody's mental good.
Everybody's okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
How long has the Proud Family been airing?
2001.
Okay. Okay. Turn it up.
Okay, it's not doing what I wanted to do. But anyway, so what it is, the situation is, I'm going to Desta go ahead and start it, and I'm going to come in with you, Desta. I got you. But you go ahead and get it started. I'm going to set this up.
You
right.
Having technical difficulties, and so am I. But yeah. Everything's going to work out to the best. You hear me? Okay. The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, is an American animated television series created by Bruce W. Smith and Ralph, excuse me for messing up his name, Fakaha, which premiered on February 23rd, 2022. It is a revival of Soft Robot, The Proud Family, which originally aired on the Disney Channel from 2001 to 2005. As Miss Lady said, there were different people playing in this one. There is a KJ as well as Maya. Her stepfathers are two gay guys. It's like I said, they tried to bring the cartoon up to the 2020s. And like they said, within those years, a lot of stuff has happened and a lot of stuff has changed. So with that being said, I'm just wondering, what is your intake on the guys being gay and about the Proud Family? And this has been Destiny from Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you.
Okay, I'm ready now, y'all. Okay. I'm going to try to get this as loud as I can. So they introduced their dads. One of their dads, they introduced him one day. They were on the yard on the street with her friends, and she introduced a white man as her dad. Now, keep in mind, this is a very dark black girl. And she introduced this white man who was a police officer as her dad. So later on, they were at a concert with her same group of friends, and her brother came in and introduced a black man as her dad, as their dad. So.
Hey, how are you? I'm
sorry,
what's your name?
Just call me Randall, hey. Just call me Randall.
Sorry, Randall. I saw Barry over there today.
He's a nerd.
So what happened there? Sorry for some of the silent parts. That was just some actions in the video. So what happened was once they introduced the black man as the father, her friends got real confused. Like, wait a minute, you said And you said, so we're going back and forth, you know, from the black man to the white man. So then all the girls was like, ooh, so they figured out what they were saying. So the girl got upset, and she walked off, the daddy walked off, the son walked off. So they walked up to the white dad, and they all walked off together. So the friend got on one of the other friends, like, oh, you shouldn't have said anything. And she's like, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. So as they were walking off, she took out her phone. Here we go again with the phones. She took out her phone and recorded this family walking away. So her friend said, don't you put that nowhere. That's their business, you know. So she was like, well, it's the 20th century. Nobody's thinking about that, this, that, and the third. Nobody cares. But as soon as the friend walked off, she posted all on TikTok, Instagram, all these websites, she's saying. So, again, so now these kids are getting bullied because they got two dads. Not only do they have two dads, they got one black and one white dad. But this is what kids are being subjected to these days. And I don't think adults are realizing you love who you love. You know, that's your thing. But when you bring your kids into certain situations like that, you bring problems and turmoil on with them also. And you know, these are kids that's big enough to understand what's going on. So if they understand it and they're feeling it, how do you think people around them are feeling? You know, so this is what they're subjected to now. This is a form of bullying. This is why kids are killing themselves. This is why kids are hanging themselves. This is why kids are coming out of school and failing. Stuff like this that we seem to think that's okay, and now it's even in cartoons. This is a Disney cartoon. So say something. Who feels it? If you got it on speaker, please take it off.
Yes, who's ever on speakerphone, can you please take it off speakerphone and turn your phone down, please? We'd appreciate that. Thank you very much. Does anybody want to tackle that first? I got a few opinions, but okay. Well, let me ask you a question, Queen. I'm taking it that the Caucasian father is supposed to be the straight and the African American father is the one that's supposed to be the transgendered one.
Well, come on. If you're on your speaker, please take it off.
Please.
We're glad you're here. So I think what it is, the voices of these characters are being done by homosexual and transgender, one of them being E.J. Johnson, who's Maggie Johnson's son. So he's the voice of one of them, and then Billy Porter, who's also homosexual, but he's an actor, drag queen, doing the other voice.
Right.
So the characters are actually in men's formation, I think, because they're using voices from homosexuals and transgenders is what's making a big deal with it.
Right. And like I say, that's part of the problem that we have, what our kids are viewing. When we were growing up, I don't know, certain programming we were not allowed to watch. I think that nowadays you have certain programming with this adult content that the kids, in my opinion, are just not mature enough or conscientious enough or have enough life experience upon a big belt to comprehend the material that they're viewing or that, you know, is being soaked up into their brains, which, like you said, adds to the confusion. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a slight echo. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio, AJ and the squad. We have a slight echo, so if you're on speaker, kind of be mindful of that because it's echoing pretty bad. Just wanted to let you guys know in case you didn't hear it.
Oh no, we heard it. We addressed it. It stopped. But yeah, that's definitely part of like I say some of the issues that we got going on. I say I believe in the agenda. I'm somewhat of a conspiracy theorist, whatever the case may be. But I just believe as I listen to the news, as I listen to what's going on, as I listen to all the stories that's coming off the internet. It's an attack on our children, and that's why every week we at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, DJ ATL and the squad and I, we try to focus on that, and we keep trying to pound that in because we understand the corona, the COVID is that's one thing as it affected mostly majority of the elderly folks. There's all kind of things going on, but when you think about what's going on with the children,
You know, and it just, like I say, it breaks a lot of our hearts. It, you know, that's why we do the mental, you know, how's your mental? Because we understand that some of us are really tuned in. We really are, you know, spiritual beings. We really have these feelings and emotions and connections to what's going on to these children, and we want to help them all. We wish that we can help them all. So when you understand that the agendas, when you go into a library, and like I told the story, my friend took her son into a library to pick out a book about a brother. She was about to have another baby, and so she wanted to have a book and, you know, read, sit down and read with her son about, you know, having a little baby boy. And as they started to read the book, it was about a boy who was really a transgendered boy. And that's so they're putting it in our libraries. So when you think about, you know, the material that they have access to on the internet, and now you have all these, you know, so-called cartoons. I wouldn't even call them cartoons. I'll call them more like anime, if you ask me. But with these adult contents, and these children are allowed to watch it, and they think it's funny because that's the way it's put out there for them. You know, oh yeah, that's funny, hee hee ha ha, and then they go out and they talk about it with their friends, and now all of a sudden it's normal, and it's not normal. But that's just my opinion. That's just the way I feel about it. So we definitely have to be vigilant. Once again, more ways than one when it comes to these children, because like I said, there's many different forms and angles of attack that I believe is being used on and against our children. So I definitely want to appreciate Queen for bringing that to the forefront. Something we definitely need to talk about. Anybody else would like to jump on that, talk about that?
May I?
Absolutely, ma'am.
What is happening to the parental guidance? You know, we used to, you would turn in certain shows you can watch, and certain shows that your children couldn't watch. Now, parental guidance, has it went left out of the window? Has it just went kabang now? Is anything goes now? No, anything doesn't go. You yet still have to encounter these things, because, you know, when your children leave home, they're faced with so many other obstacles and things in the schools, you know, their friends, their peers, you know, and they're trying to fit in. And some just sometimes trying to fit in. But even on the cell phone, you have where parents control their cell phone, where the phone cuts off at a certain time, you know, with your child and so forth, and in different sites that they can go on. But now these children are so intelligent. You know, let me go back to Queen talking about Journey. Journey is so intelligent now, you know, it blows your mind now, because our children are so smart and so intelligent now. You know, what is it going to take? We have to just continue to keep talking, and we have to keep blocking the different parental guidances that you don't want your children to entertain. But then when they leave home, then, you know, you even got it in the schools now, where they get together in the little group, and they are doing things and on websites and so forth, until they know how to break codes now. They know how to go into breaking codes. So what do we do now? How do we go about attacking that? Please, we got to do something. We have to stay focused and stay grounded and continue to encourage our children and our children's children. I'm completed.
May
I?
So much. Absolutely, you may.
Speaking on what Miss Queen just played, the Proud Family has been out since before I had my daughter. At first, it wasn't like that. Now, that's what everything is about now. Everything we watch, 911, Empire, Power, all these cartoons, they have all this stuff. And it's like we try to stop our kids from watching it, but it's no way from us getting around it. You know, that's how it is now. And that's sad. Like, just because you want to be that way don't mean you have to make everyone else see that or look at that and interact with y'all stuff. It's sad, but, you know, that's the way the world is now, and that's not cool, you know. And it's like, you know, if my child decided to be, you know, gay or whatever, I still love her, but I'm going to tell her, you know, that's wrong, but like I said, we can't get around it. It's everywhere. Everything you watch, guy on guy, girl on girl, that's some foolery. But I'm complete.
Thank you, Ms. Unchuckable. Appreciate you.
May I, please?
Absolutely.
And the thing about that is it used to be, you know, there's always been women, you know, gay women on TV, always. I mean, it's just back when. But now it's so much of the men, man, oh, man, oh, man, just out there everywhere now. Like, I mean, all the shows you got now, the game shows, you know, everybody knows I'm a big Wheel of Fortune fan. There's always men on there saying, oh, well, I'm married to my partner, such and such and such and such. And it's just... any and everywhere now, like it's just really okay, and that's all they're talking about now is men, and not that women was in it made any different, but now it's like okay, well let's just make the men, and it's just sad, it's really sad. I mean, I know all kids need to be loved, all kids need to be in a decent home, but what kind of decency are you really giving that child if you putting in a household with two men or even two women? You know, what if you got a son being raised up by two women or you got girls being raised up by two men? You want that child to be loved, but at the same time, what are you really doing to that child's mentality when you got this environment they're growing up in? So I don't know. Just like we damn if we do, we damn if we don't. And I'm complete.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And we just got to keep remembering that, you know, we're living in a different time, different generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like you said, you know, everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, the agenda is everywhere. And those of us, in my opinion, who are conscientious and understand what's going on, understand why the agenda is, or part of the agenda is to demasculate, if I'm saying that correctly, you know, demasculate men. You know, to make a man inferior and a woman per se more superior. And there's nothing wrong with that because we understand that, you know, men are more qualified in certain areas and women are more qualified in other areas. So it all depends upon how you look at it. But, you know, as I listen to the commercials, as I, you know, listen to what's going on, that's part of the agenda, to make the men look weak. It's nothing wrong with, you know, I have the commercials where the men are, you know, doing the jobs per se, quote unquote, like the women used to do back in the day. So now you have the men at the stay at home. They're doing the cooking. They're doing the laundry. They're driving the minivans. If you look at them in the commercials, they're, you know, the women are driving the F-150s and, the women are dressed up in construction worker uniforms and they've got the hard hats on and the boots. And so it's like the role reversal and it's right there in front of you. So when the children are looking at it, that's what they're getting at, that, okay, maybe this generation, they're portraying men as more feminine and women are more masculine. So that's, in my opinion, part of the agenda. So we have to understand, like I say once again, that the children are getting it from every angle because no matter what you turn on, like I say, whether it's a game show, whether it's a cartoon, whether it's Love and Hip Hop, or BET, or whatever they watching, like I say, it's everywhere. And like you say, what do we do? And once again, we try to stay vigilant. And I mean those of us who were brought up in a different way. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, like I say, everybody has the right to live their life. You have the right to be who and what you want to be. That's your choice. But once again, like Evangelist Caton brought up, we as parents, right, how did we get to that point in the household where we understand that grown men and grown women are not only saying it's okay, but actually teaching them and encouraging them to be bisexual, gay, transgendered. You know what I'm saying? And I say, once again, leave the children alone and let them discover it on their own, because what we're doing is we're pushing their sexuality instead of letting them discover their sexuality, along with the hormones, the steroids, and everything that's going on around them. It's just not a good look. Absolutely. Go ahead.
This is DJ ATL, and I want to definitely send big ups to, you know, 6 Eyes Radio Network and the squad. Definitely, this is a great topic to talk about. Again, I want to make sure my condolences, apologize for what went on last week. I'm sorry. It kind of I want to apologize to everyone because I didn't want to put no one through the trauma. I hope that lady is back on the phone. The people who did have trauma with that last week, I apologize. I'm dealing convincingly so sorry, and I didn't want y'all to go through that. I apologize. But this is a topic that we need to talk about as a community, as all communities around the board, because the problem is now we have them trying to indoctrinate the children even at third grade years old, sending, I heard a couple schools across the United States been sending men in dresses to the school so the kids could see men in dresses. At third grade, I'm kind of like this. This is my take on this, is that aren't children allowed to be children anymore? Are we trying to grow them up too quickly? Are we pushing the sexuality too fast and too quick for them to make a decision of what they want to be and where they want to go? The thing, too, that I do want to talk about this, and I'm not knocking no trans. I love the LGBT community. I'm not against them. I understand. But in reality, a man is born a man. He's still going to have man parts. In your mind, you can believe you're a woman. You can be whatever you want in your mind. But we have to face reality. I want to fly. I want to do a lot of things that I would like to do in my mind. But it's not possible because I'm not created that way to do that. I'm not created to be a fly, to be a bird. I can't be a bird. I have to be what I am, and I have to live in my reality. What I think is happening to America, and what I think has happened, is that people now trying to live imaginary life in an unreality in their mind. You can't do that. You have to live reality. When you have crisis at your home, you can't hide. You got to deal with your crisis. If you have problems that you have to deal with, you have to deal with. You can't escape. Drugs and alcohol might be a thing that everybody say, oh, yeah, I'll go drink myself away. I'll go smoke myself away. And still at the end of the day, you still had more problems on. I just wanted to make sure that came across, and I just want to make sure that's clear on where I'm coming from. But I want to pass the ball back to you guys. I just want y'all to hear that part because I think it's very important. And the way you guys was raised was y'all was raised to point to face the trauma, face the problem up front, try to deal with it in a logic thinking point. Here, we're trying to push this stuff out and make them, force them to do it. Not teach them, force them to make a decision. And it does not work. That makes the situation unhealthy. That's why we have a huge problem with youth being really controlling, want to kill themselves, commit suicide, because we're forcing and not really explaining and teaching, and we're trying to get them to live in a imaginary world, which we don't live in. We live in a real world where it hurts. It's a cold world, and you have to face reality. But you're allowed to be a child because that's what you're supposed to be. You learn as a child to become who you're supposed to be. So I just want to put that out there.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. Chair, muchly appreciate that, sir. And Two-Piece, you said you wanted to say something, sir?
Yes, sir. I was looking on, and we were saying, what kind of way can we get around it? There's really no way to get around it because it's on TV now. It's not like when I grew up, when you just give your mama give you a bowl of cereal and say, go sit down and watch some cartoons. You got to be by your kids every step of the way, and everything they watch is on regular TV, soap operas, everything, game show, even out in public, even in the schools. In Owensboro, South Carolina, last month, at the Northside Elementary School, the students have a teacher that is a man that's in a dress going into the restroom in a dress. That's something, it's hard to explain to your child when they come home, because I learned this from a good friend of mine who's a parent. And she said it was a hard thing to try to explain to her child what he was seeing, that his teacher, who is a man, is standing up at a urinal using the bathroom and has a dress on. So when your kids come home, you got to really get involved with your kids. You know, ask them, how was their day? What did they see? You know, you got to ask them everything. You got to check that mindset of that child, because that child's being exposed to a whole lot more than what we getting exposed to today. I didn't see that in my school days when I was growing up. You know, you hear about it, but for them to actually see it, they go to school now and they see, you know, female and female kissing up and hugging up on each other, male and male hugging up on each other. These are what our kids are seeing every day when they go. They even see it with faculty. They catch faculty doing it. You got to check your mindset of your kids when you come home these days, because they're seeing things that are exposing them and they are confused. Even when they go in public restroom. My daughter went in a public restroom one time and saw two women going at it in the stall and come back crying. Didn't understand why. And we got to sit there together, and we had to explain to her what was going on, that that's not right. So you got to be with your children every place they go now when they're underage, no matter how old they are, because she was 14 at the time. And we had to explain to her that that was not right. You're not supposed to be saying that. So we just got to be as good parents and just educate our children of what's going on in today's world. Teach them right according to the Bible or whatever you believe in. Now, I don't have nothing against if you're gay, but don't promote that in cartoons. Don't promote that to the children. Give them a chance to be who they really are instead of forcing something on them that they don't need to be forced upon. And I'm complete.
And you bring up a good point, sir, that when you have women dressing up like men and men dressing up like women, now, you say, well, what can we do about that? Well, you know, they have parent-teacher conferences. You know, they have meetings where you can attend and address things. So certain things, you know, we don't control satellites. We don't control television stations, radio stations. You know, we don't control the Internet and stuff like that. But when it comes to certain things like that, when it comes to our children in schools, we, you know, we as parents, when we discover something like that, and I'm not saying that he doesn't have the right to teach or if it was vice versa, she doesn't have the right to teach. But me personally, I have a problem if you're a man dressed as a woman and you're teaching my child. Not saying that you're not qualified, but you are doing more harm to my child when my child comes to work and I'm teaching my son to be straight. You know, be a man, this is what I believe, you know, you decide whatever, whatever, but it's not helping when my son have to come home and say, well, I'm trying to tell him this and tell him what's that. Well, my teacher wears his dress every day, and he cool with it, Dad, and how do you get around that? So it's becoming to a point where it's like they're taking the power away from the parents, from the real mothers, from the real fathers who are trying to teach their kids what we were taught. We're trying to pass that on and keep that going. So, you know, once again, you know,
may
vigilant.
I come back in?
Absolutely, sir. Go right ahead.
You said something, and that is very interesting because I just said something earlier, and I don't know if y'all caught it. They were taking men in dresses to see third graders. Maybe they're trying to do something earlier so they don't have to ask you, and they feel that most adults are not all stable to explain this. So they feel that maybe the school systems feel that maybe by letting it be bringing in these individuals is trying to give a understanding so they don't have to ask the parents as much for information. But this is the thing I don't understand, when you look at this whole picture. This is where I'm confused with, because I have to bring Wade back up. His name's going to come back up now. Dwayne Wade went on an interview this week, and he was on a sports show, and he came out of the blue, and he said, you know, I had sisters in my family and had everyone, and I used to try to dress like my sisters. I used to try to wear the heels. I used to try to wear the dress and everything. And everything went silent, quiet with the other hosts. They looked at each other. They was confused. They was like, okay, where did this come from? But I thought about a concept that I said when you was talking and you said something to me. Is that taboo too for a young child to try to dress like his sister or try to dress like his mom, to try to walk in his heels? Because I believe all children do try to do those things, but that don't mean that they have to really try to take it in. And then they're educated by their parents anyway. They say, you know, you can't wear the heels. They're too big for you anyway, and it's not you. It's for a girl. Or the dress is for a woman. Or the big suit, you can't wear the big suit. It's the same education that a parent has to do to his child anyway. So I'm trying to figure that. I want y'all to think on that because I think that's the concept. But I think this is where the education of schools are kind of like, they're not really concentrating on things, which I think is more important, is how to teach a child how to survive, how to take a child, how to, if he does come across these situations, to be able to use those things to better his life or make himself more stronger and important than become a tool or something that's not productive. See, today I interviewed a gentleman, which was part of the BMF, and, I mean, it was a fascinating interview I had with this gentleman. And I definitely, his name was Richard, and I'm going to say Rich Kid, Rich Boy. No, Rich. His name is Rich. And the reason why he called himself Rich is because he has a lot of business. He owns a trucking company. He owns a real estate company. He owns a record company. He owns a production company. He also owns a company to help build credit. He has almost 25 businesses, also a clothesline he runs, and he does all his legwork with his hands, and he brings the people. He's not a boss. He told me this. He's not a boss. He's a leader because he go out and get to the community and reach into the community and show him he's out there, and he shows them that. But the two things that is fascinating about him, but he told me, he's a four-time felon. He's been in jail. He served plenty of time in jail. Plus, he also told me this. He didn't even finish high school. Matter of fact, he didn't have education past the sixth grade. But he said what made it so fascinating about his, what made him so fascinating, he said he took knowledge. Knowledge. Not education, knowledge. And then he told me something that said, he said, everybody who has huge education, definitely coming from our community, where are they at? They're in an office working for someone, and they're not teaching our youth anything. It's the people who just like them, who struggle, and when they got the opportunity with knowledge, they're the ones just reaching in the community and doing, putting their head, and showing leadership. I had to listen to this book, and I thought about it, and I said, you know what? That's a true concept. So our school system is failing us so, is so bad. Our public school systems are failing us so bad that we got young people dropping out for years and going out and being successful with learning knowledge, didn't learn to educate, because what he told me was fascinating too. He said he wanted to be better. Because he was mad. He said, these guys went and got education, went to college, and went out and got everything. But we work harder and harder to make sure because we don't have it. And look at them. They're the ones who's out here in our community trying to get our community going. And the ones who are educated are stuck somewhere and can't even give us no knowledge to move on. And my fact, I just want to put that out there. I'm going to give that guy, give that ball back to you guys. I want y'all, and y'all are elders and not understand, I respect y'all. I want y'all to speak on that because I think that's very important. That leads into this part right here.
Okay, so can I please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you just kind of hit something that just kind of hit me kind of hard. So you said that the school system is filling our kids. Well, as a employee of the school system for almost 20 years, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. Now, you're entitled. Don't get me wrong. You're entitled to feel how you feel. But as the person on the inside, our parents are failing our kids. We are allowing, parents are allowing the schools to raise their kids. Parents are thinking that our school system, our teachers, supposed to do everything they do for their kids, and all they're supposed to do is send them to school. We have parents that won't reach out to us when we have kids that are misbehaving. We got parents who bring kids in and say, oh, well, he may have a bad day because he didn't take his medicine this morning. If you already knew that your child was going to misbehave because he didn't take his medicine, okay, give him his medicine. Don't send him off to somebody else and say, here, oh, he didn't take his medicine this morning, so watch out for his day. Who says that? We have parents. We have a program at our particular school. If you do 8 hours of volunteer work a year, at the end of the year, every school, every grade school, every class grade takes a trip. If your parent does 8 hours of volunteer work for the whole year up to that date, your kid goes for free. 8 hours. I work 12 hours a day, one day. You can't do 8 hours of volunteer work in 6 months.
Exactly.
You're mad because your child can't go on a trip. So I take it offensively, you know, and it's okay. I'm not holding it against you. It's okay to say that the school system is failing our kids when it's not. It starts at home. Because no matter what we teach our kids at school, and no matter how structured we give our kids at school, once that child goes home, they go home to a whole different atmosphere, a whole different environment. And as long as that child, because they're going to listen to their parent before they listen to us. So if you, if they go home and that parent says, oh, go in your room and look at TV or whatever, not worrying about no homework, when you come to school the next day and we say, well, let's tell me where your homework at. Oh, my mama said I could watch TV. We can't fight with that parent because that child is going to listen to that parent. Now, if there are problems in school, call your local legislature, call your state legislature,
mm-hmm.
call DPI,
mm-hmm.
Department
right.
of Public Instruction,
right.
call all them people, call your Board of
that's
Education,
right.
call your superintendent. There's plenty of people you can call.
Uh-huh.
But to say that the school right. system is failing the kids, I don't agree with that at all. And that's being inside know what's going on. And I'm complete.
Right. right. Thank yeah. you. Appreciate that. Like I say, we have to be able to understand that. Like I say, you know, starts at home, and we have to be able to get the parents, once again, to be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, you know, we were told if something is not right at school, you come home and you tell somebody. If something's not right
mm-hmm.
at school,
mm-hmm.
you tell somebody.
That's right.
And we've gone away from that. So, like I said, if we as parents, fathers, mothers, guardians, whatever your role, whatever your position is when it
mm-hmm.
concerns a child, if we're not telling them to look out for this, if we're not telling them to be alert for what's going on now that's different than the way we were brought up, then what are they looking for? If we're not telling them what to look for and why they should be looking for it, then they're just along with the program. You know what I mean? So, and when it, like I say, when it comes to the schools, it's like I say, it's not necessarily, like Queen said, it's not the teachers. It's not necessarily the staff. It's the government, it's the curriculum
right.
that they're being forced to force upon
mm-hmm.
our children. And like she said,
mm-hmm.
Like Queen said, if you realize that something is going on in your school that you feel as
that's
a community
right.
that should not be going on in your school, well, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you can call each other and cry, whine, and complain about it, but until you change that legislation, until you have those parent-teacher meetings, until you pull up
mm-hmm.
and say, no more, he's got to go, or he's
no.
got to wear proper clothing according to his gender. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we have to think about it like that. And that's just my opinion on how that goes. Anybody else would like to touch on that, speak
well
on that?
Said. Well said. Well said. May I? This is DJ TLNFL.
Sure, and absolutely.
I didn't
right
mean to say I was blaming the school system, but what I'm trying to say, and I think that it's very critical to our system and the way our system works here in our society, is that our school system is not saying that it failed everyone, because it doesn't fail everyone, but it's in some points, in some ways, it's like the information, and every parent is different. Like you said, y'all right. Every parent is different on how they raise their child and what to suspect. And we used to go by a Bible, I believe, a book. And I believe as everyone, every family used to have this book, you know, go to school, be good. You're trying to learn, trying to do better, to go to education, get to school, get to college, get everything. And I think that that's in the book. But I think that for somehow and somewhere down the road, there was a lot of other things that's going on. We had a lot of children who was going to school who was hungry, who wasn't being fed. Their mothers and parents were doing certain things not normal. So that's why I said I agree with everything y'all saying, the concept. So then you get some teachers just don't care. Not every teacher cares about their student.
Mm-hmm.
Not every school system
mm-hmm.
cares
right.
about the students.
You're right.
Some of them about mm-hmm. having jobs and having work. And I just think that that's something we got to understand, because everyone's different. Just like I tell people, there's cops out there who policemen who just do the job. They just do the job. They don't care about what – all they want to do is get home. They don't care about what – as long as I get home. So I think
mm-hmm.
That's the narrative of where I'm trying to come from. So I'm not saying the school system has failed, but it's just interesting that when we see a lot of young, successful people, and the ones who are really successful who's doing legwork, they went out and they did what they had to do to seek their knowledge. They seek their knowledge. And then they went back. Rick Ross, Freeway Ricky Ross, another gentleman I interviewed. And I would say this is great. Man didn't have – he quit school at a young age, didn't go back. But he had to go back. He had to educate himself. He still had to go get that knowledge and education to get to the point where he is today and where he went. He ended up going to prison, but he ended up becoming his own lawyer when he went to trial. He had to teach himself how to read and write. So, I mean, I did a fascinating interview with him. I know a lot of people have. They've heard this story over and over again. I just want to say that, but I'm not knocking none of the school teachers. I'm not knocking them saying they failed. I'm just saying it's the way the system, and when we look at the overstacked system, what more can we add to make that system better? Maybe that's what we need to be saying. What kind of solutions can we do to make the parent, so the parent can understand this is what we're trying to do for the child to make the child more successful and to be able to provide for his family, be able not to go down the bad road? That's what we need to be saying. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to you guys.
DJ, I just, before you do that, I just got a couple of phone calls, DJ, that a couple of people are trying to get in. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but there was a couple of people that's trying to actually want to get in to say something. Okay, Michelle, I'm sorry.
Well, just real quick, I just wanted to say,
ahead,
if you are already on, 424-243-9617, please join us, 6 Hours Radio Network. Give us your thoughts and opinion and join us. If you're already on the queue, press 1, and you can come off the queue and you can be heard. Go ahead, Evangelist Clay. By all means, go ahead.
By all means, you know, early intervention. Someone saying something? Early intervention.
Okay. Let's come on in, baby.
Thank you very much. Early intervention, you know, and I think that our schools are phenomenal, you know, and you're right, DJ ATL. We do have some that gets there for the paycheck, but the first educational that our children get ought to be home. Our children, because our parents now, you got parents now that are educating their children at home now. Homeschool and so forth, you know. So it starts at home, in and with the way that you turn. It starts at home. In early intervention, you know, you must acquire these attributes to encourage your children. Be all that you can be. Do all. Study all that you can study, and be all that you can be. Intervention, early intervention plays a very, very major part in our society, in our life, in our children, you know, but education starts at home. Parents, we just truly have to get it together. You know, we can't stop using excuses that you want to send it off to the school so the school can raise your children. The school can only put in as much as they put in education-wise. Let us stop trying to find fault in our educators and making excuses, amen, for parents not being parents and educating. You know, we sometimes have to drop those zeros and find ourselves a hero in educating our children from home, you know, and what they get from school, amen, put it into action, but we must stop finding fault in our educated teachers. We got those that love our children more than the love they get from home. So let us start at home. You know, early intervention with our children. Let us start, amen, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We had to learn how to count with newspaper, with pennies and rocks and everything to add, subtract, and take away from inevitable. We had to learn from home to how to count. And if you can read and you can count, you got something going on that some cannot. Mm-hmm. And so let us just be helpers to one another. You know, and let us stop finding faults and want to blame somebody else for our failure as educating our children. I'm complete.
Thank you. There was a young lady who, what was your name, Carla? Hello? Where did the young lady go who said she would like to say something? Okay. Well, maybe she'll call. Well, maybe she'll come back. She'll call back. But like Queen Anne, Evangelist Clayton brought up very good points, and as I'm listening, we keep thinking about it. You know, we keep talking about the parents, and so if we it starts at home, and I think maybe we need to do is see if there are programs out there, or maybe we have to think about starting our own programs where we find out the children in the school systems. And then if we have to start going door to door, I mean, we have to, obviously there has to be a point where we have to start re-educating the parents. We understand that the parents nowadays are more than most likely not the same parents unless they're grandparents or they're older parents who have the teachings and understandings that we were brought up with. But if we're dealing with, you know, younger mothers, younger fathers, and more than most likely they may be a part of the LGBTQ, the transgender community. They may be a part of the, you know, however that works out. So their beliefs, right, are being passed down to the children. So maybe we have to get to a point where we, you know, like I say, we go door to door. We go and we find out the beliefs and what mothers and fathers wish and want for their children when it comes to school. Then when we have that type of an understanding, we get that community together and we empower that community and make it understood what is accepted and what will not be accepted when it comes to our children. Like I said, we can talk about it all day long, but until we come together as mothers, fathers, parents, concerned people, concerned, you know, citizens, whatever category you want to, you know, put yourself in, until we come together and really make a push and make, you know, a noise about it, well, what's going to change? Because we already know their agenda is not going to change. Their agenda, as far as what they, you know, what they want to push on our children's, because, like I say, they're in control of most of the institutions. You know what I'm saying? That our children have to, you know, participate in, are involved in, and we already know the type of material that they're putting out here. So, once again, yeah, it definitely has to start at home. But we, like I say, we have to think about it. We can say it has to start at home, but what does that really mean? And I just wanted to put that out there right quick.
Anybody else?
Is the young lady who had a comment, is she back yet? Okay.
I'm here.
Maybe okay, go ahead. What's your name? Can you turn your phone up a little bit, please?
Angel.
Oh, how you doing, Angel? Good evening.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go right ahead, sweetheart.
Okay, this is Angel. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Doing good.
I just want to bring in, let y'all know I have one of my best friends on the phone line. He's the artist. He's all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. He did like a song with Dre and Nicki Minaj. So he's just going to represent himself so he can come out here. So, Lina, can you come in?
How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good
evening
to you,
sir.
Doing great. I go by the name of Boogie the Beast, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. That's an R&B artist.
Okay.
I love music. I love music, love to sing, everything.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of something?
Excuse me?
You want to give us a little sample of something?
Did you
want to give us
a little
sample of
something?
Whatever you
got for
us.
Are y'all fans of John Legend?
Okay.
Yeah. John Legend music. You familiar with the song All of Me?
All of you. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of it.
Okay. We appreciate that.
And last time when I talked to you, I told you about the situation about my cousin that was in the hospital, and I just want to say that he's doing better now. He was found out that he has, my cousin Bob was, he had seven different infections in his brain, and he could have lost his life, but God is good, and he's doing better now.
I'm so glad to hear that. Yes, God is good.
God is good.
Our well wishes to your friend and your family.
Amen.
Man, that's great.
So who are speaking to now? Because a different teacher.
I couldn't hear you, sweetie. What did you say?
I said, who all is on the line?
Well, AJ, the squad, speak for thyself. I know 6 Hours Radio Network listeners. Go ahead, everybody. You can introduce yourselves if you want to.
This Uncheckable. This Miss Pride and Joy.
I forgot like 30 more minutes.
This is the queen from North Carolina, baby.
Well,
nice to meet you.
I think we're going to play one of his songs.
This is Evangelist Clayton. This is Evangelist Clayton from Tallahassee, Florida.
You're going to play one of his songs, right?
Yeah. Are you going to sing or are you going to bring
this
a song?
I mean,
we'll just let them. We'll let them take a few minutes
and
queue up and get put it together. Go ahead and do what they got to do.
Okay.
Whenever y'all ready, just let us know.
I'm waiting for DJ ATS and we can pull it up.
Okay. Whenever y'all ready, you just let us know. Yeah, that's very interesting, what y'all were talking about a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely have to stay vigilant.
What station is this, you don't mind?
Go ahead, sir. We couldn't hear you. Could you turn your phone up a little bit? What did you say, sir?
What station is this, you don't mind me asking?
This is Six Eyes Radio Network.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
And I'm doing big things.
Thank you.
I mean, I can do something live. Whatever y'all want me to.
Well, like we said, sir, whenever you're ready, sir, we're waiting on you. Whenever you're ready to do what it is you want to do, sir, we're more than happy and ready to listen.
Okay.
May I please?
Absolutely, you may.
You know, it's so ironic. It's so ironic that our kids now you know, when they talk to their parents, they're using more foul language with their parents. You know, and the parents are patting them on the back like it's okay. It's not okay. You know, you don't even know the meaning of the words that you're using from A to Z. You know, but parents let them do it. You know, and the kids call their parents the B's and the H's names and so forth now, and they don't even try. I mean, if we talked like that, we wouldn't have no front teeth in our mouth. We would be slapped to the ground. You know, we would be knocked out. But now parents let the kids curse like they want to, you know, and they find that humorous. They find that humorous, you know. And I just think that they're, you know, parents as well, too, are out of control. And they think, oh, did you hear what John said? You hear what Ruru and Boo-Boo say? No, that's not okay. That's not okay because they have no respect for you. Then if they have no respect at home, truly you know that they're not going to have respect for the outside world because they're going to talk just like they are. And I just think that we need to govern ourselves, you know, to language, you know, and have to bring back, you know, we have to bring back that stability. We have to bring back that love into our families. No, you don't use those words. There's no way that we could sit in front of our parents and look into our parents' face, into their conversation. Man, I tell you that just how life has turned and changed so much. But, you know, I'm grateful for the education, the growth that we got coming up, you know, and most of all, the respect that we have for our parents and other parents, whether they're black, white, polka dot, creed, green, that we have that respect and that moral. Moral takes you a long way in life, you know, and respect takes you a long way. I'm confused.
Thank you.
Clayton, you know what else goes along with that. You know, not only do our kids know how to, or we know how to talk in front of our parents, that makes us know how to talk in front of our kids.
That's right.
You know, I don't curse. I don't curse anyway. But cursing, when I do, may say a damn hell. You know, that's about the most Mario hear me say. So, but I hear their parents when they're talking to their kids. If you don't bring it's just like, okay, you're talking to your child like that. So obviously you probably was talked to like that. So now you're talking to your child like that. Your child is out here in the world trying to talk to people like that. Somewhere we got to stop that. That whole cycle's got that generational curse has to stop somewhere.
Got to stop.
Just real quick, I wanted to see, was Mr. DJ ATL, Angel and his guest, were you ready? Okay. But yeah, I was, like I say, that it was interesting to me, and like I'm listening to Evangelist Clayton and Queen talking. You got to think about that. Back in the days, kids not only like you they sat at different tables. You know what I mean? You weren't even allowed to really sit with the grown folks. When grown folks were talking grown folk
that's
business,
right.
Kids had to leave the room. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you had
right.
to go
that's
over
right.
there, go way over there.
That's right.
And so a lot of that is not going on nowadays. So you got to understand it. Like as I traverse, you know, as we say, the chat world, I listened to the mothers and the fathers earlier as I was scanning the lines. I ran across a woman. She was smoking. She was drinking. And she had two kids in the background, one boy, one girl. And she was literally smoking. She was drinking. And she was freestyling. Not very good, I must say. But every other word was F this, MF that, B this,
yeah.
A that, sucker. And you're doing it in right in front of your kids. And so it goes
right.
back to
that's
what
right.
both Queen Evangelist Clay said. We, you know, they're getting it from us. And we allow it. We okay it.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I can say, when we understand you know, this is what's going on. Like I said, it starts at home. Well, where did they get it from?
Mm-hmm.
We understand they're getting it from libraries and schools and their friends and this and that. But if they're getting it from us too, then what can we really say when they go out into the world, out
exactly.
into society,
right.
amongst all these other, you know, control arms, I'll call them, and agendas, and we're not being vigilant at home. We're you know, we're acting
mm-hmm.
worse than some of these kids. I know some of these kids are more mature, more conscientious and grown than a lot of grown people that I know. Very articulate, you know, have better speech, vocabulary. So we got to realize it's a real cultural shift going on.
Yes.
And like I said, we have to start, I don't know if there are programs out there, we can look into that, but we have to go back and revamp the villages.
Right.
We have to go back and we have to get the tribe mentality together. Like I say, it takes a whole village to raise a child, and I think we need to get back to that, because it's like I say, the reverse domino effect. We were going this way, now we're going that way, but instead of going positively, we're going negatively. And that's just a generational thing. So we, you know, in my mind, like I said, conspiracy theorists and all that good stuff, you take this generation, you start messing up this generation. That generation messes up the generation behind them, and so on and so on and so on. And so when you look outside and you look around and you listen, well, that's what you got going on outside. So we have to not necessarily stop it, because we're not going to be able to really stop it. But if we can get a small majority going back towards positivity, then maybe generations to come, because we changed the mindset. We've changed the spirituality, the emotions, the feelings that's going on with these children. Then we can reverse the negativity, and we can, you know, put back the positive spirit in this, the positive mind frame, the mental, you know, as we say, back out here in the world. So that's just something I wanted to say as I was listening to what everybody was talking about and put that out there. And with that, I'm complete.
May I?
Just real, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
I mean, I just want to comment on that. When I was hearing Evangelist Clayton talking about it starts at home, that's definitely true. I call it the monkey see, monkey do. When our kids grow up and they very little, what they see, they will mimic. What they hear, they will mimic. So you got to watch what you say around your kids, watch who you send your kids with, and check them when they come back home to find out what they're doing. Don't just send them, you know, where a relative or a friend or something, have somebody watch your kids. You got to actually call them sometime and speak directly to your kids and say, hey, what's going on? What you doing at your auntie house? What you doing at your cousin? Because they will tell you when they come home, as well, you got to investigate yourself. So when you out there, you smoking, you drinking, and you're cussing, and you thinking they ain't paying attention, they paying attention, and they picking up. You wonder where that child, oh, where you come from with that cuss word? You need to check yourself on what you saying around your kids. So we got to be very mindful of what we're saying and what we're doing around our kids, what we're exposing them to. Because it's going to be a monkey see, monkey do. When they see it and start doing it, you got to correct it right there. No one thinks, oh, it's cute that they cuss. Oh, it's funny that they did this. No, you got to stop that right there and nip it in the bud right as soon as it happened and stop it, correct it, and reteach.
Mm-hmm. You're about ready for one. Is anybody else? Hello? Is everybody good? Is everybody all right? Did I lose everybody? You still here?
Hello?
Okay, all right. I'm just
vibing with it.
Just checking. Everybody's mental. Everybody's mental all right? Everybody good? Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Callers got something they want to say? Is our singer ready? Is our performer ready? Okay, maybe not yet.
Well, how about you get me a quick 20 and I'll be right.
Okay. I'll take that with you.
Oh, she make it clap.
So you listen to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Please call 424-243-9617. Press that 1. Come on in. Talk to us. Let us know what you got to say. You hear us? Let us hear you. It's all right. It's all right. God is good. Having a party, because it's all right.
I guess not, because it won't give me access. I can't get on, so we'll just keep it going.
Okay. Well, Two-Piece, you got anything for us tonight, sir?
Yeah, I want to talk about what's going on now with, you're still with the young kids, a mother, grandmother, that thought it was some type of way of punishment to punish a four-year-old girl in Louisiana to give her whiskey and force her to drink. Now, we all know that's wrong, because even adults can't handle a blood alcohol of 0.6. 0.052 is legalized drunk for an adult driver. But when you got a kid that's going from 0.6, 8 times the limit of being drunk, now we got something. We got a problem.
Wow.
It makes no sense to give a child alcohol. And sometimes we got to be very aware of the alcohol or what they're consuming or what you're leaving out for your kids. Because a lot of times, like the Mike Hart Limited, that's an incident that happened right there in Greenville, South Carolina. A parent who was young, 22 years of age, had a two-year-old. Left the Mike Hart lemonade on the table, on the coffee table. She went to sleep and wake up to find the two-year-old with this Mike Hart lemonade turned to the mouth. She didn't think nothing of it because sometimes we say, hey, it's lemonade. But you got to have that mindset to know that when it says Mike Hart lemonade,
right.
Hard means it's something else extra in. Mike Hart lemonade has 27% alcohol in it, as you would call it. A women's drink, and some say, hey, it's just a good drink. But with that little content of the alcohol, that two-year-old drunk it, consumed it, and later died in the hospital. Blood alcohol was at 0.3. See, for an adult, it wouldn't really do too much because we're bigger, we're older. But for a child, a toddler, it does a whole lot. Even in the state of Texas, it doesn't happen. This is happening all over the world. Little kids getting a hold of alcohol because we don't, as unresponsible adults, we're not locking it up. We're not putting it out of their reach. And sometimes they even think it's fun to give a child alcohol. So now you have a grandmother who is 53 years old with the mother that watched who is 28 years old in prison, charging with murder and neglect. All because they thought, and I don't know the mindset, but I know it's pretty messed up. I want to use another word for it, but it's pretty messed up that you see punishment into forcing a toddler, a four-year-old, to drink alcohol, whiskey at that, a half a bottle. I don't know about y'all, but that really upset my spirit. And then to look it up and to find out that the youngest on record is a 29-day-year-old young girl, 15 years ago. 15 years ago in the state of Mississippi, the parent put gin in the baby formula to quiet the baby down because the baby was always hollering. That's a lack of parent skill. You don't know how to calm a child down other than to put alcohol and try to make the child drunk. And the toddler also died. I want to get y'all input on what y'all think about that. That's something that needs to be adjusted, something that needs to be looked into deeply. Poor parenting skills. It's a different way of punishing a child than to make them drink alcohol or to even smoke. That's a problem we got going on in the world today that a lot of people don't pay attention to. So I want to know what y'all think, you guys think about that.
So does that go along with the, you know how when you're growing up and I guess when you get to your certain teenage or your 18, mm-hmm. 19, whatever, and your parents them say, well, if you're going to drink, you might as well drink at home with me. Even if that child is drinking at home with you, and I'm still going to say child, if that child is not 21, it's still illegal, period. And you saying drink at home with me, that's not making it any better because they're still illegal to be drinking. So we just, I don't know. we just have a way of thinking sometimes.
I owe y'all a pause.
Hello, can you hear me?
Trying to get his music in here. Hello, we're trying to get music off with an artist on. I'm having some technical, but he's going to go ahead and do a live set for you guys right now. And while I try to see if I can figure out how to get this music on, okay?
All right. So,
Mr. Boogie, the natural. Go ahead, Miss Angelia. Angel, go ahead and bring your man in.
All right, Lina, come on in.
Okay. I know this guy's probably not popular right now, but you can't take away his music legacy. This is the greatest sex by R. Kelly. But I'm going to give y'all a little bit of that. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay.
See ready.
From beyond this bed of mine I see ceiling fans with you on top of me and the window blinds are filled with rays of light. And all the secret fantasies I will be done. In the side of your walls there will dwell a Capricorn. And I'll be your body all night, keep this up, then a love child will be born. Oh, because of the greatest you, the greatest me, we have found the greatest chemistry, the greatest touch, the greatest kiss, can it be, it's the greatest gift, the greatest show, the greatest song. The greatest words, the greatest of it all. Saving your love, faith, hope, and leap on my mind. This is the best sex I've ever had. Y'all want me to keep going?
All right.
All right. That was good.
Good job, bro.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Man, that was nice.
That was awesome. That
was so awesome.
So give me y'all often, what is his voice with his sound? Is he more like R. Kelly? Is he more like something else?
Huh?
I wouldn't say an R. Kelly. I think he was maybe, to me, more of a Neo, maybe. More of a
Tyrese or something
a
like that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Brian McKnight.
Right.
Yeah, Brian McKnight. Yeah, I would say R. Kelly.
On the Tyrese, the Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
type of situation.
Yeah, Neo maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all want Brian
tonight?
Now we like Brian.
Yeah, I like
Brian.
Brian
up now.
Okay.
Okay, that's
a
Brian.
They're the reason why I started singing.
Okay.
Brian McKnight, Luther Vandross.
Okay. Ooh, there you go. Right there.
Whitney Houston.
Luther.
Luther. That's it.
Yeah. Like, y'all know who Luther? I mean, let me know.
Before you do that, sir, ATL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I know you said something about technical difficulties, but I keep having the same couple of people call me, and they're really having a problem. They can't get in or they can't be heard. I don't know if they're muted. I don't know what's going on, but they've been trying for the last 30 minutes to get in to say something, and they've not been able to do so.
Right.
Hello,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay, well, he's back, thank God. It should be like a 214 number. I don't know if you can, if that makes any difference or not, but there's a 214 and there's an 828.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you,
yeah,
baby.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Appreciate that.
All right, guys. Y'all do me a favor because I'm hearing that a lot of people ain't getting a chance to speak. Can everyone try to say something right now in order, go by name and tell you where we are? Because I'm trying to make sure everyone had it because we having some technical difficulties that a lot of people ain't getting a chance to speak.
I want to say something. It's Angel. Okay. I know. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
we can hear you.
All right, who's next?
This is the queen.
I need everyone. I'm trying to find out what's going on with the mic. Everybody, make sure everyone can speak.
This is Unshakable from Chicago.
This is Evangelist Clayton from Tallahassee, Florida.
This is Destiny from Virginia.
And this is Angel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but I live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
We hear you.
Thank you, Angel.
Two people from South Carolina.
Godfather, you still here, sir?
Say, can y'all hear me? This Ice Tray. Can you hear me?
Oh, what's going on with Ice Tray? How you doing, sir? Good evening.
All right. I need to make a comment. Can I make it?
Absolutely. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. I came in. Well, I'm enjoying the show. Pretty good show. Like what I hear. Like what people saying. But I came in on, is it AJ? I heard him talking about Men dressing up in women's clothing and all that, teaching them and all that right there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a comment
mm-hmm.
about that, but I would like you to reiterate what you said. Get me going.
I mean, I think everybody knows how I feel about the LGBTQ community, the transgendered community. Everybody has the right to live their life. You can be what you want to be, do what you want to do, say what you want to say, per se. But if I'm going to send my children to school, my child should not have to go in a classroom where a man is dressed like a woman and a woman is dressed like a man.
Okay.
So that brings up a lot of problems because we have issues with the children dressing up, whether it's girls, boys, girls, and they're using the different restrooms. We have boys
okay.
using little girls' restrooms and little girls using little
mm-hmm.
boys' restrooms. And we're talking about role models and what these children, who these children are following and looking up to. How does it help the situation where I have a teacher who's supposed to be educating my child dressing like this, and at the same time, let's just say this male teacher dressed up as a woman goes into a woman's bathroom. Now, I don't know about you, sir, but if I have a little daughter, and my daughter comes home, and she tells me that her male school teacher is using a woman's bathroom, yeah, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a real
yes,
problem.
Okay.
So I don't know where anybody else comes from or your, you know, generations or how you were brought up, but you think about that, and you vice versa, switch it around. Let's say your son comes home and he tells you that his female teacher is dressed up like a man and she's in the boys' bathroom with your son. That's a problem.
Okay. All
that's
right.
A problem.
Got you. Okay, we speak of Sylvester. We speak of Marvin Mabley. We speak of Martin. We speak of Geraldine. We speak of that movie Too Wong Fu, Patrick Swayze. All I'm saying is this. It's a sign of the times. It ain't who teaches you. It's what they teach you. It don't matter where it comes from. So, it's here and it ain't going nowhere. It's just like the church. Church can be anywhere. You can get taught by anybody. So, everybody got gays in their family. Everybody's been dressed up and all this stuff right there. So, I know you can look at it one side, but you got to look at the bigger picture. It's not going nowhere. Talked about Dwayne Wade and his son, daughter, whatever. Hey, that's their choice. They made their choice in there. That's just like Will and his kids. It's him. It ain't going nowhere. So, the thing is, you can be narrow-minded, closed-minded to the point, to the fact, to the fiction, but it's him. All you can do is teach what's in your heart. When you go out that door, you don't know what you expect. But if you instill what you know and what you believe in, hey, that's all you can do. I just came in on a little bit, and I just want to speak on it. Thank you.
Absolutely. We appreciate that, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your participation. We appreciate that.
Yes,
would anybody else like to comment on that, speak on that?
May I?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Amen. This is Evangelist Creighton. Truly, truly, I heard, amen, what the caller said. I heard what you said. But if you can change one life, if you can encourage somebody about the values, you spoke on values. If you can instill the values, amen, from you.
Somebody's on speakerphone. Can you please let her finish her comment, please? We apologize, man. Just Clay, go right ahead, sweetheart.
Amen. If you can instill values into one person, you have changed. You have made a change in someone. We have to start from somewhere, and just because it's here, it don't have to live in your household. It don't have to live here. That's just like any choice that we make. And you brought up Christian, the church. Yeah, everyone has a choice to the type of church they want to go to, from A to Z, Z to A, whatever the case may be. But then it's your choice and your belief, and your belief don't have to be because they said it's illegal, because man said it's illegal. But in the eyesight of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's not legal. And one thing about it, two things that we know for surely, that is what coming out of us, what we're instilling, our values that we instilling into our sons and our daughters, not only ours, but others as well, too. So if you can change one life, you have done marvelous. You have done miraculous, and you're not, everybody ain't going to be saved. Everybody ain't going to get it.
That's right.
At least if you can make a difference with one individual, two individuals, it's like a monopoly. If we can make a difference in one, we have done what he had told us to do. So let us just continue, amen, to stay focused. Let us not lose focus on because man make it legal. Still, we know right from wrong, and we don't have to go along with it. Amen. And it starts with us. It starts with our belief. What are you doing? What are you willing to accept? And
wow.
What are you willing to pay accountability for? I'm completed.
Thank you.
Trey.
All right.
Whoever in the refrigerator, can you please press the mute button, please? Appreciate you. Go ahead, DJ.
I want to go ahead and let Angel, I think she wants to say something. She was trying to finish. You can go ahead and speak, Angel.
Absolutely.
Hey, I just want to say that I had been like in a seven relationship, and like me and my ex not together no more. But today I was, you know, it was a Saturday. I have on a beautiful day, praising God and everything. I get like a text message from his baby mama. So she threatened me and sent like a nasty text, you know, like a message to me. So I was trying to ask you guys, when somebody send a message to you and they threaten you, would it be best for me to go to the police and report it, that way they can handle it? Or would it be, if it's okay for her to come to in my home and try to fight me? Together,
may I?
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
May I answer that for you?
Hold on, let her finish.
May I answer that for you, Angel? May I answer that for you? This is Evangelist Clayton. Let me answer that for you. I mean, people can write what they want to write. They can say what they want to say. But, you know, when they crossed the boundary, you said they came to your home. Your home. They came to your home. Did they come into your house? Or are they in the
she
street?
Been to my
are
house.
They yelling or whatever the case may be? She came to your house. If she came to your house, then that's your right. Let me speak, sweetheart. Let me speak. Thank you. She came to your house. And that's the case. That's the time that you should have called the authority. You called the authority. When she crossed boundaries and
came
into
your house. I called before that. It was over with. But now, like, me and him not together no more. She messing with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I ain't bother him. He still has stuff at the house where he can get it. I just want to be...
No,
over, you know,
I'm not talking about him.
Somebody,
I'm talking about her. Yeah, I'm talking about her. You say
yeah,
she.
Yeah, I'm just saying she.
Relax,
she's like,
you know, so that
yeah,
that's why
me.
I want to say it. I don't want to talk about his relationship and yours. You know, if y'all not together, it is what it is. You know, keep it moving, let the water roll off the back and be like a duck. Keep it moving and quite right. But we have to, know too, as well too. You know, if you feed into a situation, you know. And you pour gas on a fire, if you're retaliating back, because it's not one-sided, you know, if you're feeding into it, then you're just as guilty as she is. But then if she's crossing boundaries into your home, then that's when the authority needs to be called. Right on the spot, right then, right there. You don't need to let anything bypass and talk about he, because, you know, it is what it is. If y'all have crossed and gone separate ways, then it is what it is, you know. But the situation is you're saying that if someone comes to your house and you say that someone texts you, that's what I'm focusing on. I'm not trying to get discombobulated or switched to anything else, you know. And I'm not tripping, but I'm just letting you know when the boundaries
right.
come that she came to your house, and that's the time that authority should have been right there.
May I?
Yeah, and she
it is authority.
I'm completed.
I had already reported her, but the thing is, you still calling my phone when I don't bother you. So that's why I said I have to go in tomorrow and report it.
Good luck.
It's like you threatened me, like they want to kill. They want to kill me.
How old are you? What's your name again?
Angel.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
How old is me? I'm 40.
You 40? Oh, okay.
Is this like a 7-year relationship? Me and
only
him?
Advice I can give you is change your number.
No, I'm not gonna change my number because I have to have my number through.
Okay.
I'm
complete. I'm complete.
Everybody relax. Good
night.
Relax,
okay,
relax.
So
yeah,
may I?
I have business with my work.
So Miss Angel.
I didn't call the police and let them know that there'd be any problems or anything that happened.
Hey, this is Queen from North Carolina. I just want to say to you, if that woman has threatened you and you've already taken papers out on her, have you made a report to her or have you taken papers out on her?
They reported. I had called them. They said that she do another thing. Yeah, they she do it. Yeah.
Okay. So did you call them and tell them she did something else? Did you go take out a restraint order, a 50B, Did you do any of that?
I actually called them again, and they the police came over. And they had they read the message, so there was a police coming past the house. But they whatever they're gonna catch her. I don't know what's gonna happen, but
okay. So
I'm
now
I'm more like
a
more woman. I don't know. I don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Right.
Me.
So now the thing that you need to do, you need to go to the police department and tell them you want to take out a restraining order, a 50B, out on this young lady. Because until that paperwork is actually official, there's nothing, it's like nothing's ever happened. So until you take that paper out on her, when she comes your way, send you a text message or whatever, they can pick her up. But you've got to do that first.
Yeah.
And you've got to go do that.
I mean, he even straight and said that
I'm complete.
I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a cancer survivor.
Praise
so
God.
When he sent the message, said, well, you might as well be ready for your coffin because you're a cancer survivor. You might as well just go die. Like, who would say some stuff like that? I just buried my dad.
Then block him.
Now,
block
that
body
was three cancer.
Block him.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
don't
I did
change
block
your number.
But,
you should
know,
have
to
within
people cross my other number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But can I see?
I just want to get that.
She gonna still bother you if you still got the same number. You not doing nothing to change the situation, honey. You not doing nothing to change
the
situation.
But why would I
want to
change my number? Why would I want to change my number for what?
The same reason why you asked for
peace of
my
mind.
Advice.
For peace of
That's
mind.
That's why you change your number.
Angel. Hold on.
Absolutely.
Go right ahead,
Mom.
Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to come in on this, and Angel,
right.
Giving you advice. Yes, your number has to be changed because that's the only how she's bothering you. She's texting you, and she has access to you through the phone. So that's why they're asking you to change. Now, the thing
No, what I'm saying, I'm not going to change my number because I just started a new job. So why would I change my number with my hospital? They have my number. I'm not going to go back and say, oh, I got my number changed to my email. I'm just working. I work Monday.
Right.
I'm blessed. I'm getting blessed to be hired
Angel,
for this PR nurse.
Angel, they just
okay, I'm done with the conversation.
Angel, Angel, they suggest the fact that this is what you asked them for. You wanted them to give you a suggestion, and they gave you a suggestion. They took that just one.
Okay, that's fine. After the police report, I would change it, but I'm not going to change my number right now.
Okay,
I mean, she can't call me. She called me through a messenger. It's not calling my phone. It's just sending messages to me.
Oh, you're going
now,
through an app.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm trying to explain
okay.
to them.
So
she calling me through a messenger.
Oh, you're the phone app.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know
but
if y'all.
It's like she could leave a message on my phone, but she can't call me because the police already... Listen, the police got a report on my phone. They can hear everything. That's why when I called them, they said we heard it. So
okay,
that's why I was trying to
Well,
you
go
y'all.
Take the restraining order out
to
50B, and it'll take care of all that.
May yeah, I got it. But I appreciate what y'all was doing. I really do.
May I?
Cool.
Angel,
absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your asking. I take on your situation. And as the squad was saying, you know, nothing is going to be done until you actually put something into action. And then I don't care if you have to change your number 50,000 times to change it. You can always tell your employee, you can always tell your insurance, whatever, whoever, mama, daddy, baby, you can always tell them. It doesn't make
You're
a
right.
difference
I'm,
just
I'm
for your safe haven. Listen, just for your safe haven, you know, do what is right for you. You're old enough. You know better.
I am.
You know better. Do what's right for you. You say you're 40 years old. Do what's right for you and your protection.
And you know
and
what? God had walked me in right now, and I'm so glad that I moved out that situation because I could have. I'm being honest. He almost tried to kill me one time, but I'm out of that situation.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So I just. Yeah, it just
well, we thank God. We thank God, Angel. Angel, truly, we thank God for you. I thank God for you, and I'm grateful that you asked for the come in. But at this time, I'm completed.
I wanted thank to say
too.
This real quick. You know, Angel, we all have been there, you know, but you just, you
mm-hmm.
know, just got to take the right precautions and do what you need to do before it ends up in a real bad situation. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what?
You know, you done heard of ex-girlfriends doing some dumb stuff. Yeah, so we all been there before.
Yeah,
man,
you know what? And I'm going to say
all of us been there.
Oh, good.
All of us been there. I'm from an abuse. I had an abusive husband, you know. But did I stay there? Did I stay there? No, I didn't stay there. Did I do what was needed to protect me? Yes, I did. Done what I needed, but I done it the right way, the legal way. I didn't take action into my own hand, but I done it the right way. And I acquired the information that were needed. You know, I filed the injunction, and I done it the right way. So you just got to do it the right way. You got to do it the right way. We can talk loud and saying nothing, but until you do it the right way, then nothing's going to be done. But do it the right way. And that's how encouragement to you.
50B.
Exactly.
And I'm telling
you guys, to the police department.
Yeah, messages.
Oh man. How's everybody's mental?
Extraordinary.
God is good. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. God is good.
All the time.
Yeah.
He's,
squad.
Go ahead, Mr.
This is DJ. I want to thank our guest, Boogie, the Boogie, the Beast, man. I guess him for singing and doing that acapella singing. Next week we will be playing his music, so y'all will get a chance to hear his latest single. I heard it is the bomb. We're going to be playing it live next week. So we'll have some more music guests come in. I'm going to try to get some more national musical guests to start coming through. Herman Henson, legendary Herman Henson himself, guitar player, played behind a lot of legendary groups. I'm going to try to get my man, one of my godfather's best friends, Mr. Jesse James, to come through and say something. Got a lot of people, man. I'm going to start lining some live entertainers to come through and just chat it up with you guys and chop it up. And let me say something about the squad. It's very unique. Y'all are a very unique squad. And definitely we're going to have more people call in that's going to probably want to answer some of these situations and want to know more how to come up with solutions on how to deal with their personal problems. I know y'all have access to a lot of numbers and 1-800 numbers so people can give out. So I definitely salute you guys. I appreciate y'all being on the show. Y'all are a very important factor of the show. Angel, definitely thank them for giving you information because what they told you is very important, and it's very important information for you to move forward from your relationship that's not working.
Thank you.
So
and I want to say thanks to my friend Nina. He must have said nothing, but the next time he'd be prepared for it.
Yeah, I just want to thank y'all for having me. God bless all
of
y'all.
Bless
you too.
God bless you too. So we appreciate you coming through.
Yeah.
Thank
bless
you for
us
that
with
time.
Your presence. Absolutely.
This is Stephanie. And I just wanted to say
something to y'all people too. Y'all cool people.
Thank you.
Go ahead, well, y'all.
Go ahead, Destiny. Come to the front.
This is
Destiny.
I said
it was nice
just
meeting everybody. Y'all cool people.
Okay,
thank you too, baby.
This is Destiny, and I just want to say to DJ ATL, first of all, thank you for your apologies earlier. I didn't have a chance to say it earlier. And somebody wanted to know what was the name of that song, the intro song. Somebody wanted to know what was the intro song's name. And I am complete.
The intro song that came on with DJ ATL?
Yes, sir.
Sky. Sky.
What
it's
is it called again,
name.
Sir?
Actually, Knowledge.
Israel Love.
Right. It is actually Sky's song, and I think Knowledge is kin to them, and he's the producer who relayed it. Then you heard a different version of it when we were doing the intro, when we were talking on it. Another person they revived did kind of like a beat version of it. So I push those kind of things. I push a lot of music. I try to push music familiar with people to try to bring people involved. The reason why I have Don't Be Afraid is a very strong passion thing of mine that I tell people, if you feel some type of way, you have some kind of thing going on, don't be afraid to tell people how you feel and what you're going on. Don't hold it in, because sometimes that's more trauma to your body and to more of your mind and your state. So sometimes you gotta let it out and you gotta talk, and you can't be afraid. You gotta put out there. You can't ever be afraid of nothing. You can't be afraid to step your foot out. You have to get out.
Okay.
So that
thank
is
you.
The reason why I play that the whole intro.
And that's Sky
okay,
with two wives, Destiny.
Well, yeah. Queen, can you text it to me?
Yes. It's,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
All right, thanks.
I do believe we are now in the bonus time.
We are.
Yes, we are. How's everybody? Everybody's good. Everybody's holding on. Everybody all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. God is good. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
God is good all the time.
Absolutely. 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 Walter,
I know
right
one thing
too.
Y'all was talking about earlier that I do want to make a comment on. Another thing, y'all was talking about violence in our community, and I think that by talking to this guy, Rich, he was telling me something that we got to be understanding what system works against us or not. The system will use us to be panicked because that's how they control us. So we have all, I know a lot of us are hearing all these shootings in schools and things that's going on, but a lot of this has always been going on. The media never reported it like it. So now we're seeing a lot of it because the media is reporting, because they want panic so they can control to get things going. So I kind of see that in the hands, because when I was talking to a young man the other day, I was talking about a security guard who got shot, and he was like, well, that's just one incident, man. These things go on all the time. A lot of this stuff don't get reported. There was a morning the other day, this lady, sheriff, took this criminal out, and then they didn't report in, and they barely even put it on the news until this morning after people started talking about it. So, like I said, a lot of stuff that we have out here we cater to, and I don't think all our young people are out of control. I think that that's a small percentage, and those folks choose to be in that light until they can, us adults and the people our generation is, keep talking to them and putting something to the head to make them realize, wait a minute, I just heard that lady last week told me something that, wait a minute, I don't need to do this. I need to do something better with my life. Not why I'm going down that road. And I think what's listening to the youth now is that there's not enough voices being said that's positive to tell them that, hey, this is not what you do. You don't need to hang with this person. You need to do something invaluable for your life and what's going to help you. So that's where this is all at right now. And one thing I like to say about the school teachers that talked on here who work for the system, like I said, I agree with you. I don't think the system has failed completely. I just think that it does start with the parents. But we also got to understand that we have parents, too, that already that's not well enough to teach the children. So we still have to put everything out there, and we still got to put effort, and we got to still keep coming up with solutions to help manufacture and make these things better. I think that's what we have to go through, because we have taboo with sexual harassment. We have taboo with pedophilia. We have a lot of taboos out there, and we got to be able to form a kind of a society where we can be able to say, hey, yeah, we know you're going through this, and let's grab you up. Let's try to pull you up. Let's try to pull you from this darkness, because this is not who you're supposed to be. This is not where your life is. Your life is not over. You still have a lot of life to live. And I think what's happening now with a lot of youth out here is that they think that there's no next level of their life. And we got to explain to them that they don't live for their life. They live for the next generation after them. And I think that's real important to say.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Anybody else like to pick up where he left off at? Anybody else like to comment?
I know y'all got a lot to talk about. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No. You go right here, bro. I thought you was finished.
No. I want y'all to go ahead. I know y'all might want to do some prayers tonight, definitely, because I think everything that y'all do is A-plus on my book. And I want y'all to keep pushing forward in what y'all doing there. I appreciate y'all having y'all on the show. I know Angel appreciate getting that information from you. I appreciate having Mr. Boogie on here, which is another new recording artist, national recording artist. Definitely going to be supporting him. You know, y'all be waiting up. You know, we definitely going to make this thing pop.
And I want to say thank you, DJ ATL. You the best.
That's
it. Are you the man?
You the man.
Yeah.
It's 6 Hour Radio Network. And the other ladies and the gentleman that's on here, too.
Thank you.
Better, the squad is the real stars over here because y'all bring out the greatness to everything in this radio station. And it's an honor to be able to have y'all on and to be able to hear you guys talk because y'all preach a lot of great stuff. So this is straight out to DJ from DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. I just think that y'all are great. Y'all are amazing people on here. And I hope y'all stay on here and keep bringing more because I just want all you listeners out there, y'all keep listening to these guys. Wherever they at, man, they doing it good.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Lana, you want to say something before we hang up?
Oh, no. We were listening to y'all. We were listening to DJ ATL.
No, I heard the crap in the background, and I'm just glad. I was commending y'all. So, I mean, that's the greatness, and I just appreciate it. But before y'all get out, do y'all have anybody out there, anything else that want to say? Because, I mean, the floor is y'all's. Y'all go ahead and do what y'all have to do and say what y'all need to say.
Anybody have anything else
they
want to say for the night?
I'm strong.
I
don't think we have anything else. It's been a full night.
Well, hey.
I'd like to thank the callers. We thank our visitors.
Never a dull moment on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Right. That's what it's
and
about.
And once again, we want to say thank you to Mr. Six and the 6 Hours Radio Network, and especially to Mr. DJ ATL for the opportunity to be able to come on this platform and do what we do and do it as well as we do. And to get better at what we're going to be doing. I want to give love to Mr. 6 Hours, and I definitely want to give love to the squad. Appreciate you, putting in all the work that you put in and all the time that you dedicate to make what we do as close to perfection as possible. So just for me personally, I love each and every one of y'all, and I have the utmost respect for each and every one of you. And I'm glad that we are who we are. We were raised the way that we were raised. And we're just good, solid people. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate being part of the 6 Hours Radio Network, and I appreciate all the listeners who call in and express their opinions and thoughts and share their time with us. I just wanted to say that right quick, and with that, I'm complete.
So sweet.
And remember, if you want to hit the squad up, dial 424-243-9617. Come holler at us.
Absolutely.
Press that one and come on in.
Check.
We can hear what you got to say.
Come on in.
That part.
We want to know. And if you ever got anything you want to say to us, come in, talk to us, ask us questions. You know, we might not know, but we'll find somebody does.
Don't be scared, okay?
Don't be scared. We're not going to hurt you.
We don't bite.
You're going to love us.
You can also go to 6 Eyes. You can also go to 6 Hours Radio Network on Facebook, on the podcast, and leave us comments because we all are willing to take them all. Thank you.
Look at her.
Hey.
You better throw it in there.
Destiny.
Yes.
Can't nobody check us.
She loves the comments.
So,
hey, well, we even got a
period.
We got a kick out there, too. What is it? What's the kick?
Oh, yeah,
is
we do
a
have
a kick.
Too? We do have a a kick, and it's the Squad 71. D-A-S-Q-U-A-D 71.
71.
Head us up. Zombies
in.
Come and
talk
to us.
Checkable like the top. Right. Okay.
And you talk to me. Come on, talk.
Y'all song.
Come and talk.
Can we do like we always do about this time?
Of course.
Yes.
Is everybody with me, Squad, and as we go, a little something like this. God grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change.
The courage to change that we can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
We the Squad say, amen.
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 Check
that. That's in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We love you.
Kiss, kiss.
That's for the whole Squad family and the 6-5 Radio Network. That dope, big old juicy kiss.
Absolutely.
Don't nobody do it better. And if they come out better, they're doing it wrong.
And you never had a kiss like the Squad kiss.
Oh no.
No.
You better tell them.
No.
Evangelist Clayton.
Oh, yes,
you
baby.
Better tell somebody.
Oh, no. Man, holla, holla.
And I just want to thank y'all because I told y'all what was going on with me, and
right.
y'all made me feel better. And, you know, I stayed through the whole show.
You
know,
yes,
absolutely.
We got
so
you.
We
want to talk about it or bring it up, but you know, whether it be now or very shortly soon to be coming,
yes.
you know, if
right.
you feel the need to want to express that, by all means. But, you know, for those of us who know what's going on, you know, condolences from me and the Squad, you know. Nothing but love for you, baby. Keep your head up.
Love you, baby.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Love you. Love you, baby.
Destiny.
Thank you. See y'all later.
Bye, Miss Angie. You have a good evening, baby.
All right.
You
have
a good night. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good job, ma'am. I know you're a little nervous about that. Good job. I apologize for some of the technical difficulties, but good job.
Always. Yeah, I couldn't tell if y'all could hear me or not. I was like, okay.
We had to hear you.
DJ
MC in the house. What's up?
DJ HL, you come to
DJ, play
front.
That song.
Yeah, please.
Close out.
We're going to get on out of here.
I think everybody want to roll out now, right? So,
right.
Yeah.
Get it. You know,
yep,
like I said, don't ever be afraid to tell you how you feel. Drop it.
All
right, guys. All right, the Squad. Y'all make sure y'all check out the Squad. We'll be back next week, you know, kicking it with 6-5 and DJ ATL and Squad. And the Squad, the true Squad.
AJ.
Can't miss it here live on 6-5
Radio
Network.
AJ
and the Squad.
The squad. Yeah.
Y'all be blessed and safe out there.
See y'all next week.
It's your boy DJ ATL Styles.
See y'all on the other
with
side.
6-5 and the Squad. I'm going to catch y'all on the other side.
Drop it.
Yes, sir. Here I come.
Drop it.
Good night.